Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production and co-host, Seth Habagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Happy Monday to you. Let's kick off the week the way we like to with our friend Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. I must say, happy spring. It's the meteorological spring. We started it on March 1st, so those of you who want the spring vibe, yay, we're here.
Happy spring to you and all your meteorologist brethren. We are very, very thankful to all of you. Appreciative. And Brady, we got some interesting weather coming our way, considering what we're just said in spring
I
and everything.
Know. Yeah. Right, it's that typical spring snowstorm, right? The thing, the big, wet, massive, crazy, windy one that goes from rain to a wintry mix to snow while it's sitting on our back doorstep. And this is the calm before the storm right now. It is gorgeous outside. The sun is shining bright. Not a cloud out there, but we will see more and more clouds pushing in as we go through this afternoon, becoming cloudy by tonight. But before we get into all of that, we're still going to be mild today. Highs will reach the upper 40s. It's feeling fantastic. A few spotty sprinkles are possible this afternoon. Nothing major, not even umbrella-worthy, really. But we will need the umbrellas as we go into tomorrow. I definitely bring them with you to work and school because the morning will start off with a few spotty showers. But by the afternoon and evening, we're looking at some heavy, heavy downpours headed our way where that rain really ramps up, potentially putting down three-quarters of an inch to an inch of rainfall tomorrow night into the overnight, and then it flips to snow, a wintry mix and snow on Wednesday morning and accumulations throughout Wednesday afternoon. So, of course, the most of it, the big chunk, the winter storm watch is off to the northwest of us, but we could still accumulate a few inches of slushy, slappy, wet, heavy snowfall on Wednesday. After that, though, the rest of the week is sunny and much, much calmer.
Nice.
I want to thank you, Brittany, not only for the update and the look ahead and everything, but also we do a section around here called That Ain't Right Stories. We already got a That Ain't Right story in. Already got it.
Yes, you do.
Brittany with the East reporting, as always. Yeah. Thank you for that, Brittany. Have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there, our friend Brittany Merlot, taking good care of us and our listeners out there with this forecast.
You
we appreciate her. Good things coming up, everybody. Got a busy Monday. On the way, we got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to diving into that. We got the the 9 benefits of having work friends.
Okay.
We'll get into that one. We got 5 things to look forward to in March. We got all that coming up. And a busy 9 o'clock hour. We will kick it off, as we do on Mondays, with the kitchens open. Beth Habhager will be joining us. Looking forward to that.
Yep.
I got a fun topic, too, today.
Yeah.
We'll get into that one. And after that, we'll be joined by our great friend Tom Heiser with our monthly Veterans Update.
Yes. Yeah. A lot more stuff happening now as we head into spring and summer.
Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the show will be spent on the Oscars. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. But we will definitely be talking about the Oscars in our entertainment section. We've got that coming up for you as well. We'll see what else we can get fit into our lineup here today, because we got a lot of fun things along with our schedule to get to and some good stories of the day. But want to touch on this one right here, because with the way the world is and certain things that we are keeping our eye on, I think that it's important to cover certain topics. And bananas are not nearly covered enough. It's a gray area that does not get nearly covered enough.
Bananas.
Now, we talk about this in comedy quite a bit. You know, where are the banana peels?
Mm-hmm.
We're still using those. But what about the banana itself, huh? You ever thought of it? No, let's dive right in. Scientists in the UK have created a new banana that stays fresh for 12 hours after being peeled.
What?
So you can put them in fruit salad or other things, and it'll get all mushy. Even at 24 hours, this new variety will have 30% less browning than a traditional banana.
Wow.
Everything else is the same. They have the same taste, smell, sweetness, and texture, just that with edited genes. And that's slightly controversial, as you would imagine.
You would think so, yep.
They say it isn't GMO because they didn't introduce any foreign genetic material. They made changes to the banana's existing genes by disabling the ones that create the enzyme that browns the bananas.
Oh.
The new bananas will launch later this month in several countries, including the U.S. and Canada. But coincidentally, they won't be available in Britain, where the scientists are based, at least not yet. Britain currently bans the sale of genetically edited plants and fruits.
Okay. Which that's kind of interesting.
I think that part is very interesting. Wow. I feel like these are topics that we would do a really good job of being able to break these down. You have your overall feeling about this, but then just looking at one angle of it or another. Mm-hmm. I think that it's pretty amazing what we're able to do scientifically nowadays with genes and editing them and all that. It's fascinating. While this is interesting, I am more curious about what that can do to help humanity and going forward and everything. And I think that science is fascinating. Mm-hmm. I think it's quite interesting when you think of how different countries look at genetically edited plants, fruits, this thing. Mm-hmm. That part is quite interesting too. But then there's the part, hey, shouldn't we be focusing on other things? Like, was anybody looking for this? Who was sitting there like, God, when are they ever going to fix bananas?
I would say that.
I am so tired.
Slightly
of
less browning bananas when they sit out.
Like, thank you, science, because we've been just clamoring for this for decades.
Yeah, because my question is, what does the purpose served by the banana browning? What did nature intend with the banana browning naturally?
Banana bread. Like,
yeah. That's right. Yeah. Banana baked goods. That's what it was.
Yeah. That's a great point, ma'am.
And did scientists ever hear of lemon juice?
Yeah,
you know, I know. Add right. Fruit salad to keep the bananas.
That's the first thing that popped into my head.
From browning. Lemon juice. Yes. And it also adds a nice tang to your fruit salad.
It does. I agree. I agree with you there.
Because acidic is an important component in good recipes.
Mm-hmm. I years, if not decades, go into this research, go into doing this stuff. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not going to tell another scientist what to do with their brain. I just, right. I like, couldn't even put that decade into cancer research. Couldn't we be doing this, you know, on some topics that really could change society, really do make a difference? Mm-hmm. Who is this affect? Who is this? Who is really going to have their world completely?
Fruit salad producers.
Yeah, I guess so.
The Wiggles and their fruit salad song, maybe. I don't know.
This was all about that. It did take place in the UK.
But also the fun part about science is that this might have been a side effect that they discovered while they're working on something else. It's like, oh, hey, these bananas aren't turning brown. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, and we do need to touch on, you know, we've been doing this for centuries. Mm-hmm. Animals, pets, you know, we've been working, you know, messing with their genetics by, you know, having them, you know, breed with each other. And that's, you know, that's genetic engineering. Literally, that's what it is, right?
It's
and with plants.
It's why we have corn on the cob.
Exactly.
Because we nurtured the grains that could then, you know, like we did that.
That's why all carrots are orange that we buy in the store. Carrots come actually in a large variety of colors, but they went with the orange. And that's why we get those.
I guarantee there's some, at least one, if not more than that, people out there that just had their minds blown by both of the things you guys just said. Again, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah,
do your homework. Right, do some digging on that one. It's pretty good. It's interesting. And speaking of doing some digging, we're talking about a garden right now.
Oh, cool.
A Japanese park, or I should say a park, is covering just 2.5 square feet and makes it the officially world's smallest park. A park in Nozagami, Japan, has been officially named the world's smallest park, covering an area of just 2.5 square feet. The park near Nagase Town Hall, about an hour's drive from Tokyo, was created in 1988 after a worker at the construction management division of the town returned from a trip to the United States. Okay. The worker had encountered Mill Ends Park in Portland, Oregon, which previously held the record at 3.1 square feet. So they wanted to create an even smaller park. The park was completed in 1988, but the city didn't bring in a Guinness World Record adjudicator to officially measure it until December. Then Natsugami Park has now been officially certified as the world's smallest park.
All right, cool.
It doesn't say, and I looked into it, two different articles on this as best as I could, and I did not see what are the requirements to make it a park.
Right.
That's a good question, yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of doing research, now we got to hunt that down.
They do maintenance on it, Okay. And they do have to keep it up. They have to keep up the you know, but I don't know how much that takes. I don't even know if there's a lawnmower that could really necessarily do anything on this thing.
Well, yeah, because like 2 square feet, that's smaller than a sidewalk block.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's not like you can fit a swing in it.
Yeah, no.
It's too many plants.
It's just a little...
I'm showing a picture of it to Seth. Yeah. And there is a little stool that you can kind of sit on.
Yeah, or you could put your foot up on if you needed to like tie your shoe,
yes, I guess. There's a little bit of grass. But otherwise, it's just a couple of, you know...
It's a bricked, little square, a little brick square with the park in it. So, yeah.
It also looks like you could pick it up. Like yeah, you it does. Pick it up and move it and everything too. So that's
bring your own park with you.
Yeah,
in case he wanted it.
Is that the next thing? We're gonna just have you know mobile
fold
parks.
Out park.
I think
in your pocket. Take it with you.
That's the next thing. Now that would be useful, right? Yeah, right? Yeah. Am I right?
Man, I need a park. There it is.
Oh, I got one in my back pocket.
Yeah, right here. Here we
got
go.
Got you covered.
There's no bench, though. Sorry.
Where are the pigeons? We will be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself tomorrow. When they open their doors, get on over there tomorrow, everybody. Mm-hmm. And support local, buy local. Wish a great week ahead to all of our good friends at El Cafe.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Make your plans.
Rest up today because they'll be open tomorrow.
Yes, they will.
You can even look at their menu right now to get a sneak peek and kind of, you know, get an idea of what you might want to order tomorrow. Go to elcafewi.com to find out more and be sure to follow them on Facebook. And of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. We're going to show you why we love your birthdays and anniversaries so much. For one, just celebrating them. We're one of the few places, if only place, in the area doing this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But we collect these names and we grab qualifiers every day, throw them in a big hat, and then we have one of our interns jump in the hat, grab a name. Wait.
We have interns?
No, we don't. No. We collect all these names, and at the beginning of the next month, we are able to hand out a gift certificate, two $20 gift certificates from our friends over at El Cafe to our winners.
Yeah.
So get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Email us info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
Look forward to hanging out with you and talking with every one of you. Go ahead and feel free to call. And, of course, don't forget about that direct messaging us. We just had somebody, a good friend of ours, direct message us. Got it. We appreciate it.
Great. I'm glad you saw that. Then I'll let you reply.
Yes.
Nice.
And we, of course, are beginning March here. It's our first March show.
Yes, it is.
Which it is.
Means we've got to grab a qualifier for the month of February.
All right.
28 days in February. We had ourselves 28 entries. A big thank you to everybody out
there. Right on the money.
It's been a long time since we had less days, less qualifiers than days.
Very long time.
We appreciate the audience for that. We're able to do that thanks to all of you.
Yes, indeed.
Does anybody remember who drew last year or last month?
I think it was you, Melissa. I think it was.
I think it was.
It was. So that's why I'm choosing Seth. I just wanted to keep things clear.
I just had to point that out before I get outraged that you picked him over me. I can still get outraged.
It doesn't matter that
I got to do it last month.
Yeah, you can.
It's nothing to do with fairness. Nothing at all.
Not at all, because you just like Seth better than me. I get it. I've always liked you best.
Seth, give me a 1 through 28.
All right, let's see. I'm going to go with the number 6.
Number 6. That gives us Diane Blanchard.
Oh, my. No, seriously?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
So, congratulations.
Congratulations, Diane.
Wow. Blanchard. This is just the way it works, everybody.
It was random.
Seth cannot see the list here.
I cannot.
For those of you wondering why we're giggling about this and everything, Diane makes us a lot of cookies.
She just did.
Drops us off.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, that couldn't have worked out.
And
I don't think Diane's won before.
I don't know.
I really don't think she has. No. Maybe she wins every year and I forget every year, but I feel pretty
it's hard to say, but yeah,
she does not. Congratulations to Diane, and you know what, that's good karma.
That is good to see.
Absolutely.
And thank you to everybody who got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. We're going to start adding to our list for March right now as we dive into today's birthdays and anniversaries.
Okay.
And just got one name on the list today, so no need to get a qualifier. We already have it. But we do want to wish a happy 18th anniversary to Stephen and Betsy Fache.
Stephen and Betsy. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
This is Pam's nephew and wife out of Shiocton. We wish them a happy
birthday. Have a good day, guys.
And we want to wish a happy birthday to our first qualifier of the month of March, Paul Jackson.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Enjoy the day, Paul. Hope it's a good one for you. You are our qualifier for today.
Excellent day.
We take a look at our celebrity list here. And Jessica Biel is 43. Seventh Heaven and the A-Team in Total Recall. Is she married? Yeah, she is married to Justin Timberlake. Okay.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I forgot about
that. Yeah.
Let's see here. David Faustino is 51. Bud Bundy is 51.
Wow.
Let's see. John Carter Cash is 55, son of Johnny and June Carter Cash. I believe the only child of John and Judy. June.
Yep.
Tone Loke is 59.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
Wild Thing, Funky Cole Medina. I really thought he was going to kind of shift into being a voice actor, especially after Fern Gully.
Mm-hmm.
He was good in Fern Gully.
Yep.
He was a good voice actor.
Yeah, he was in a couple of movies, too. He did a little bit of acting, but yeah.
One of the greatest athletes we'll ever see, Jackie Joyner Kersee, is 63 today.
She was amazing.
Greatest female track and field athlete ever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty hard to argue with that one.
It is.
She is the Michael Phelps of it. I mean, she is just incredible. She was incredible to watch, and just her leg work. Was so intelligent and so different, and it really changed the way a lot of women ran going forward. Back, they still study that. It's
cool.
Just, that and her nails. somehow was able to break those records with those nails. That's impressive. Herschel Walker is 63. Former Georgia Bulldog, won the Heisman Trophy in 1982. There are plenty of people out there listening, plenty of people out there being paid to talk about sports that will tell you that is the greatest college athlete they ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
By far and away.
Yep.
Like, they talk about this a lot, where this guy just stands out, or this guy is so much bigger than everybody else. There was just a different talent level with Herschel Walker compared to everybody else he played with.
Well, and one of my most, one of the funnest two-sport athletes of all time, because, of course, he was also in bobsledding.
Mm-hmm.
That was the other sport that he was in.
Right.
Yes,
he
was.
He's very into it, too.
He was into it. Goodness.
Jennifer Warnes is 78. She sang with Bill Melody in the 87 classic Dirty Dancing, I've Had the Time of My Life.
Yep.
Also sang with Joe Cocker in the Up Where We Belong. There's a stretch there where if you needed the duet partner, Jennifer was the one to go to.
Which is too bad, because she had a tremendous voice. I mean, and you can see here, when she first got started, she was a featured singer on the Smothers Brothers show.
Yeah.
She appeared several times on that as a singer. So I'm not sure why she didn't make it more on her own. But she had some pretty big hits, too.
She did have a number one, Right Time of the Night.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
In April of 1977.
Yeah.
Kind of sings a little differently in that one. To me, she did and everything. I don't know what I'm talking about, but she did sound a little different, her tone a little bit, but compared to these other ones.
Versatile singer.
Very, very. And one of the things that I think I miss is like 80s soundtracks. Like, I don't know that we do this anymore.
Not really. Popular
soundtracks and everything, but there was a time where if you were going to have a romantic movie, you had to have a duet between a male and female singer.
Absolutely, man.
Well, she did win 3 Oscars.
Yeah. So,
I mean, amazing. Yes.
She found her
niche there and went with it. Not bad.
Yeah. Good singer. Good singer. James Doohan would have been celebrating a birthday today. Scotty. The original Star Trek.
Captain, I don't have enough power.
We got one of the more famous accents in TV history. Like it very, as far as I understand, that was his real speaking voice. Actually,
I think he was Canadian.
Oh, was he?
He was okay. Not Scottish, but yes, no. Yeah. I think he had Scottish ancestry. But
I must,
yeah.
I heard differently. Okay, yeah.
I might be wrong on that. We'd have to look.
Oh,
it up,
yeah. Look, I'll trust you. I'll trust you way over anything I think on Star Trek related. Alexander Graham Bell, also born on this day in 1847, passed away in 1922. Telephone inventor,
of course.
Had an assistant named Watson, just like Sherlock Holmes.
And, he's a Scottish Canadian.
Another connection there. Nice. Yeah.
Certainly, we talk about Alexander Graham Bell since we were kids in school. One of the early inventors we talk about and everything.
Come here, Watson. I need you.
Practical telephone.
The first thing said over the wire.
That's an awesome first phrase to come off of there. And what a way of, like, a sign of things to come.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So much of a sign of things to come. Interesting. One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday again to Diane Blanchard. She is our qualifier from the month of February. Diane celebrated her birthday on the 15th. But we do want to thank everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries for the month of February. And to all of our listeners that celebrated, of course. We wish you great ones as well. And maybe next year.
Yeah, we'll see. This is one of the most direct ways you guys can interact with us, too, is by giving us birthdays. We love to
and
do
it's
it.
Easy.
And it's super easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get them to us, everybody.
Send it in a text. Mm-hmm. You can even do it through our text line.
Yes, you can.
On our Civic Media app, which is also free.
Mm-hmm. And if you see Diane today, let her know and congratulate her and everything. And if
tell her she has amazing cookies.
Yes. And if you see Paul Jackson today, congratulate him about qualifying. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to him. And stick around, everybody, because we got good stuff coming up for you. When we get back, we've got the top 9 benefits of having work friends coming up and 5 things to look forward to in March.
All right
around the corner with Melissa, Seth, and James here on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Thanks so much for joining us. That opening riff.
It's one of the greatest of all time.
So good.
I agree.
So good. Let's look at some things to look forward to in the month of March here as we let go of February. There's some fun stuff to get into, and we've already gotten into some of it as we're the third day in here and everything. Yeah. Daylight savings time kicks off the list. Starts next Sunday, March 9th. You'll lose an hour of sleep at that night, but it won't get dark so early anymore.
That's good.
Then March 20th is the first day of spring, officially, although, as Brittany was telling us.
Yeah, meteorologically, it has already happened, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we just say you to daylight savings time?
I was waiting for it. I was trying to give a pause for what do you guys do?
I didn't want to cut you off.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
I was joking with someone at church yesterday. I said, you know what? I'm just going to start right now. I'm going to go on Eastern time starting this week. This whole week, I'm going to be off an hour and just get ready for it.
But you weren't late today, Seth.
Well, I didn't say I wouldn't, mess other people up.
I like the idea.
So it's 9:30 for you right now.
Yes, exactly.
I like the idea of that. I don't know. Am I the only one that the only thing that for me is like the clock in my vehicle will be better now. It'll actually be on time again. It'll be.
You never changed it, did you?
I just haven't gotten around to it. And now I'm like, well, why would I even bother?
You don't have to.
I love it.
I really meant to do that. Yeah.
Every time you step and get in the car, it's like, oh, man, I should really do that, and then totally forget about it.
Don't do it now, because you'll just have to change it again.
Right.
Although, then it will cement in your brain how to do it, because you got to relearn it every time.
Every time you got to relearn. And I will admit to the audience, there have been a couple of times this winter that I get in the vehicle and I think I'm an hour late. Tap it at least twice that I can think of.
Oopsie.
It's almost March Madness time. Selection Sunday is March 16th. Then the men get started on the 18th. Women's tournament starts up the next day.
All right.
New Major League Baseball season starts in just a few weeks. Cubs and Dodgers play the first series in Japan starting March 18th. Opening day for everyone else will be March 27th.
I was going to say, I know those are real games and everything, but no. That's not the real opening day. It's just two teams.
We had the Oscars wrap up, and that was a big part of March. A lot of people were looking forward to. We'll be touching on that a little bit later in our entertainment section, go over winners and some other things about it. I'm holding my tongue. Moving on. I was already a little furious, and then this morning hearing some of our content here on the radio stations, yeah, made me even more furious. American Idol, Grey's Anatomy, Reno, or 911, I almost said Reno 911.
Whoa, are they bringing that back?
Yeah, I wish. The Righteous Gemstones and John Mulaney's live Netflix special are all some of the TV that you have to look forward to.
All right.
A lot of network shows are coming back.
Yes.
You had a lot of shows taking off because of award season and the sports that were on the radio. Like, if you had anything you liked on Fox on Sundays, that was
gone.
Yeah,
forget it, right.
And that, and the things like that. Bill Burr's next new stand-up special hits Hulu on the 14th. Very curious about that one.
Okay.
Bill Burr is walking a line that I don't think anybody else is walking and anybody else can walk. Bill Burr goes out there and will say some things that almost any other comedian says and they would get canceled.
Right.
But because of he's been grandfathered in some ways, and to something he would admit to, I've heard him in interviews, he has an African-American wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this oftentimes gives him a chance to say things that not everybody could say. But it's just his delivery. It's a lot of his delivery and who he is and, what he's been kind of grandfathered in for. I'm very curious to see what that special will be like.
He's also very smart about it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's intelligent about how he does it, yeah.
There's such a, I want people to understand the big difference between him and some of the rise of these bro comedians. Yeah. These comedians that the only way they are popular is by taking shots at other, by degrading or taking shots at other things or other people. There's a difference of insult comedians. Watch the actual good insult comedians, and then these people that are just—you don't know what. It's not what they believe or don't believe. It's what's going to get me likes? Oh, what's going to get me? You know, what's going to make me viral? They're not being controversial to be controversial. They're being controversial because they're unfunny. They can't come up with anything else.
That's all they got.
They're used to. We used to say this about comedians. They used to say this actually about Eddie Murphy. That, Eddie Murphy's not intelligent. He's not a smart comedian because he's got to swear all the time. Now we look back and we're like, wait a minute. Actually, Eddie
was
very...
That was by design. He did that specifically for a reason, yes.
Yeah. There's a difference of that and, I'm going to make a racist joke because I'm unfunny. And it's just low-hanging fruit, and that's all I can come up with. I ask every one of these Bagazis and these comedians and everything, what act can you do without that? Show me what you can do without that.
Right.
Then I'll say if you're an actual comedian. Until then, you're just a racist. You're racist with a microphone.
Exactly.
That's all you are. You're a sexist racist with a microphone. That big deal. Yeah, anybody can do
anyone
that.
Anyone can do that.
Anybody can do that. Let's see. The Seth Rogen new TV series that a lot of people are excited about on Apple TV. The studio starts on the 26th. The Simpsons returns for its 37th season on March 30th.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That's something else.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy it while I got it. It ain't going to last
long. Well, are you sure? I don't know. It may go forever.
A year ago, I would have said differently.
Okay.
With the way things are going right now, I don't believe that The Simpsons will last past 32 seasons, maybe.
Okay.
So it's still a lot longer than,
everything else.
Yeah. I can't complain. I will never
you should
be
not
able to
get,
complain.
No. No complaining for about that.
Another one people are excited about, Robert Pattinson's sci-fi space thriller Mickey 17 lands next Friday.
Okay.
That looks very interesting.
Is that a movie or is that a show?
It's a movie.
It's a movie. Okay.
He's basically like he keeps being like they keep producing him, like making new copies of him.
Oh,
And because they're trying to save humanity and they're using this Mickey guy as it. Robert Pattinson.
I get it. Mickey 17.
Him.
Okay. All right. The 17th incarnate. Yeah. Gotcha.
No, not many actors play cool and play smooth the way Robert Pattinson does. He's got one of the greatest jaw lines in
of
cinema history.
I'll give you that.
But when he gets a chance to play these dopey kind of like lesser than characters or characters and characters you don't expect to be a hero that are or any of this stuff, when you could just take away almost a little bit of the the shine from him, man, does he just glow. Is he just so talented?
Cool.
He's such a good actor, and I feel I bring this up in part because I didn't care about the Twilight stuff, so I don't watch any of that.
No,
I'm very late to the game on Robert Pattinson. This man is a good actor. I'm very excited to see what all the things he's doing going forward with his career, because once you get that Twilight money or Star Wars money or any of that kind of stuff, Harry Potter money, you're not, I don't want to say you're set. You're always a working actor. You've always got to focus on that. Mm-hmm. But if you're smart with your money, you can take chances like this.
Yep.
You can go mm-hmm. ahead and go all out and do different things with your career. And it's really cool to see him doing that
right now. And the amazing thing is that'll lead to more stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Especially if you do it well.
Mm-hmm. I got to admit, I'm very excited about the Steven Soderbergh spy thriller Black Bag. If you haven't heard of this, Cate Blanchett, Michael Fassbender, Jean-Paul, Pierce Bronson, Naomi Harris, spy thriller, wow. Steven Soderbergh.
Whoa. Yeah,
just
sounds fantastic.
He's good stuff, man. Cast. Oh, yeah, no kidding.
I can't wait. I can't wait. And Disney's new live-action Snow White opens on March 21st. The holidays, the big ones are Ramadan, which starts already started. Lent starts this Wednesday, yep. I believe.
Yeah, Ash Wednesday, okay. This Wednesday, yeah.
March 8th is International Women's Day. Purim is the 13th. And on the 17th, of course, St. Paddy's Day.
Right.
There's also National Cereal Day on March 7th. I am already celebrating.
Just eating nothing but cereal until mm-hmm. that day.
Well, you like to get a head start on daylight savings time. I like to get a head start on National Cereal Day.
Each their own.
National Ranch Dressing Day is on the 10th.
That's my day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know you were such a ranch fan.
I am a huge ranch fan. And even though I have a dairy intolerance, it doesn't count for ranch. Mm-hmm. I mean, it does, but
it doesn't. Yeah, I hear you.
It would be nice if you could just like, hey, body, just take a time out on this one product.
It'd be nice. And it would be really nice if Hidden Valley could have produced a dairy-free ranch that actually tasted like their other one. They didn't quite nail it, though.
Yeah, it's hard. Quite. Without the, yeah.
Without the buttermilk.
It makes hard. It makes it hard.
Pi Day is on March 14th. National Puppy Day is of course.
Thanks for skating past Pi Day. Jeez,
no. I almost did. Yeah, I think it's cool how celebrated that is.
I know.
I do think it's fun. Pretty cool. I love it. How that is. National Puppy Day is on the 23rd.
Aww.
I'll be honest. I was just trying to get to a joke. That's why I skated past National Pi Day, and I apologize to all the pie lovers.
How dare you?
I didn't leap across the desk and take you out.
Just now, you know, there's enough.
To be fair, Pi Day, we're talking about the math equation.
I know.
So, but I'm curious,
but
Seth.
It's also the word pie.
It is the word pie. So, do you just use this as an excuse to eat pie? And can you eat the pie in something other than pie form?
Yes.
Like, do you have to eat it at exact circumference of pie?
I think the whole reason they came up with the day was just for that reason.
Yeah.
That was it. To have fun pie puns all day long.
I love as a society when we all agree on that. When we're all like, yeah, we're good with this. This doesn't matter. Yeah, but
it doesn't matter. We're going to have it.
It's great for morning TV shows.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
For national TV shows and everything. Mm-hmm. On March 27th, it's National Viagra Day. How do you celebrate that? moving on. Waffle Day.
Nice.
Waffle Day is on the 25th. I will be celebrating that one a lot.
Oh, yeah, man. That's a good one. I'm going to have to go up to my cousin's restaurant up in Superior, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Superior Waffles. Mm-hmm. It's an awesome restaurant. You need to go up there and have it, everybody. It's good. Oh, my God. It's so good.
You've mentioned them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried when I was up there. They were closed that day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's like Mondays and Tuesdays or something like that. But
road trip.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That'd be fun. I just love trying different waffles in different waffle places.
I found it. I've been saving this for you guys, and I had to scroll too far back in my photos. But anyway, eating too much cake is the sin of gluttony. However, eating too much pie is okay because the sin or sign of pie is always zero.
Oh,
perfect. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great.
We've become full circle on this.
That is fantastic.
Circle on this.
Oh. I'm just going to go to break. That's not so much a drop the mic as a, like, pick up the mic and, like, we would like to apologize for those last two. We'll be back with more show coming up, Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. We hope you're having a great Monday out there. Melissa, Seth, and James behind the mics. Hope you're enjoying your day out there. Feel free to call in 715-424-2600. Love to hear from all of y'all. We got an interesting one here. Now, how do you do this? I know growing up, my grandfathers, both military men, so not too surprising to hear of a separation of things, but we're very adamant and come from a generation, maybe you could say. You separate work, life, business, all these things. Right. There's a separation of them. Mm-hmm. And I think in part of this was just because my grandparents didn't want to lend family money. I'm joking. I'm kidding. They did all the time, including me. In a survey, 59% of workers say that they couldn't get through the day without having friends at work.
Okay.
And 49% of people who are currently looking for a job are worried about being able to make friends at their next workplace.
Okay.
So you think this ends in school when you had to move around and everything and you had to start over again with friends. Trust me, that was just a nightmare.
I'm sure that was not fun.
But it still goes on when you're at work. Mm-hmm. You know, it still goes on as an adult. Younger adults are more likely to say that their work friendships are important to them. That drops as you get older, with seniors caring the least about it. But there is still a good portion that care about it. Mm-hmm. The survey asked job seekers what benefits are to having besties at work. And here are the top 9 responses. So the positivity of having friends at work.
Okay.
This, improved mental health. 47% said that.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Seems like
pretty obvious, right?
We could just stop right there. Yeah, that feels like a pretty good reason right there.
If you like the people you work with, you're not coming to work every day. Oh, man, got to deal with all these people.
Again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeez. James gang.
Well, now it's all coming out.
I couldn't help it.
I had this little heartfelt sentence I was about to say. I'm moving on. That was great. That was too good. Improved productivity. 46% said that.
Okay, it makes sense, Ken. I think so. Yep. Positive environment, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Increase.
People that you can bounce ideas off of or talk things through.
That helps, yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Increased desire to stay with the company long term. 45% said that one.
Because if you like your work environment, you want to stay.
Why would you? In fact, I would say, depending on how important it is to you, you may not even, find that job, that other job that pays more or whatever, because it's like, no, I like it too much here. So.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Increased morale, 41% said that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an easy one, yep.
Reduced burnout, 39% said that one.
Yeah, and I suppose that depends on what you're doing in your job, too, though.
But if you can share the burden.
That's true.
Like even
good point.
Verbally, it helps.
Yes. I think going back to the mental health part of this, with that one, being able to, there's only, you could vent to your significant other or your best friend or whatever, but they're.
Or your plants.
Yes, your dogs, your animals, your pets.
Yeah, whatever's handy.
But they're not going to relate like a coworker will, because the coworker is one of the only people that's going to understand what it is literally like what you're doing and everything. Right. And every job is so unique nowadays. Every job out there also involves carrying more than one hat, wearing more than one hat.
Exactly.
Less desire to quit or leave the company. 34% said that. I don't know what the difference. I guess burnout is you're burnt out, but you're staying. You're going to keep collecting the paycheck. Okay. Fewer interpersonal conflicts in the workplace. 33% said that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That actually stood out to me.
Okay.
That actually was surprising to me a little bit, because I would think that if you weren't making friends at work, what are you going to be? You wouldn't be having personal conversations with them. Whereas if you are, you have more opportunities for that to happen.
Right.
But I guess.
But if you're friends with them, you are more inclined to be a little more gracious in your interactions, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you spend more, except the second most amount of time you spend with any group is the people you work with, right? Other than your family.
That's
Because you spend so much time with them,
I guarantee I spend more time here or with you all than I don't know if there's anybody like on that list. I'm pretty sure. My coworkers, I should say. Better opinion of company culture. 33% were on that one.
Okay. Yep.
And better opinion of company in general. 29% said that.
Okay.
Naturally, bosses want their employees to have good relationships with coworkers. A whopping 97% of hiring managers agree that there are benefits to employees forming friendships at work.
Wow.
I just want to know what that 3% were thinking. Like, what were they,
No, they must be competitive, and everyone's scratching and clawing for the next.
There are some people who have that take.
That's true.
It doesn't end well for them. Oh,
I have the answer. It's the cast of Glengarry Glen Ross. It's those are the 3%. But God,
I got to get those Glengarry leads.
Bless anybody that gets that joke. Anybody? One of my all-time dream roles.
Oh
like
my gosh!
I was thinking of pitching that for next year. I was thinking of pitching that for WRCT next year. I was thinking of it. So when it comes to this and you out there, how do you feel about this one? How important is it to have friends at work? What are the benefits of having friends at work?
Right.
And, I don't think that, I think negatives are kind of already understood.
Right.
So, you know.
So, and I guess the question that I had when we were talking through this whole thing is this, like, I think it's good to have good relationships with people you work with. Obviously, we just went through the whole list, right, of all the positive benefits of it. But my question for people would be, you know, where does it stop? You know, do you continue to be friends outside of work? And it's one thing to go out, like, say, you know, everyone's going out for a drink or something after work, but you're still as a group kind of thing. You know, you're all still as that work thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you can't meet, you know, like your best friend at work. I'm sure it happens all the time. Mm-hmm. You can meet, you know, your future significant other at work. You know, that's happened too.
Again, we spend most of the time.
Exactly. Because we spend so much time with them. Right.
Well, and then people wonder why actors fall in love on set. Or things like that.
Intense relationship. You spend so much time together, too.
I'm not saying it's okay. To the point.
It just follows, right?
Yeah.
Well, makes sense.
How many people can relate to the life that you're living other than, you know, like
than another
coworkers.
Actor, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Spending time with.
Yep,
yeah.
Exactly.
Let's take a call and hear what you think. Good morning. You're on the show.
Well, hi. I thought I might be the perfect person to call in for this segment.
Yep. What you got?
As someone who works there with you guys, two of whom are quite literally my closest friends and confidants, there are like ground rules we had to set before I took that job on a personal note. Like it was kind of a, how much are we going to talk work? And it's kind of a, we like wave a flag, hey, this is a work conversation. Hey, this is a friend conversation. And we carry on that way. And
right.
It's not that we're two different people. It's not like, this is WFHR Laura, and this is real life Laura. Like, that's not really what I'm doing, but it's also kind of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But it's good. We have to, you know, keep work things work and keep friend things friend.
And she brings up a good point of going to a job where you are friends with them before, you know them and your friends, and then you're going to work with them because that creates a different dynamic, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that can create some interesting things. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it was a part of the conversation that I had before I even submitted my resume with, you know, Mel and James, you know, full disclosure. Mm-hmm. Those are my best friends, guys. Like for real life.
been titled.
I put it on my resume right away. thank you, Laura. We appreciate the conversation.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon.
Good point. Yep.
Yeah, good stuff. Very good stuff. Appreciate that. One angle I wanted to take this, a little bit different angle, and maybe I don't think it's a reach, but it does come up a lot in a lot of our other conversations about how it is as an adult to make new friends and how difficult that can be.
Right.
And that there's no real playbook for this. I bring it up from time to time when we're talking about different events in our area and encouraging people to check them out for the various reasons that the event is being held, but also, hey, it's a chance to maybe make some new friends, maybe meet some people out of your regular wheelhouse here and everything. We just have so few opportunities for it. And it's understandable, all of this data I just gave you and all of these things, because where's the easiest way to make friends as an adult? Work,
because that's where you are all the time, right?
Yeah, like there's, you could say the bar, you could say, you know, after a leisure activity or a baseball league you join or whatever, you know, that
those
stuff.
Things but, cost money.
Yeah,
and that's the thing
money
too.
And they take time,
and you
and
don't see any of those.
If all you have time to do is work, well, guess what?
Thank you. Yes, that's exactly where I wanted to go with all this. Like, obvious, this stuff is obvious when you take a step back and you think, well, first the work culture we have in this country, and then on top of it, how difficult we make it to make friends as adults.
Right.
All of these things being said, I'm surprised these numbers weren't higher.
Right.
Like, I'm actually a little surprised that we don't have more 50-60% things here as far as the improvement of this or the purpose of it or why it's important.
And I wonder if there's there's not a little bit of pushback from people when they, you know, what, all you just said is like, you know, well, what if I don't want to do, I don't want to be besties with my work. You know, I do want to have a separation, you know, like we started the conversation is.
I'm not going to win any fan, but I like a separation. I really do. And I think I'm alone on that one. But that again, is the way I was raised with you and stuff, too. Yeah. Let's find out from you. Good morning on the show.
Oh, this is free friends is what this is.
Yeah.
Well, yes. You know, it's a good way of putting it.
It's free. And then plus also have free radio friends. That's even better.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Radio free friends.
We don't charge you a darn thing. we maintain that. For 80-some years, WFHR has never charged a friend anything. It's never. We don't do that.
We're really good at that.
Yeah, we're very good at it. But it's a great point, though, man. That's a good point, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I've been at my place of employment over 26 years, and I mean, I made a lot of work friends. A couple of them I do have gone out for a couple of beers after work with, mm-hmm. and things like that. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, I don't have really any best friends at work. It's just their work friends, and we could do some cooler talk with them, you know. And if they're Bear fans, they can sit there and tell them their team sucks. Or if it's Pretty much.
Yeah, that's the only reason you have Bear friends around, isn't it?
You're not planning vacations with them, in other words. You know, it's like,
No vacations with them. I don't know if I could handle it.
Exactly.
And for those that haven't before, you just got to look at what it's like for three guys to sit around and talk. Because the three of us
and then the sports run out. Now what are we talking about? Mm. Oh, no. Yeah.
Is this the point where I share my one time I went on a work vacation with a bunch of work friends to Vegas?
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Oh,
maybe not.
Can you share that? Yeah. Are you allowed to do that? Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You're not supposed to talk about that.
You're not. Yeah. I thought that was the law.
I love the idea of people like they take it that literal in Vegas. Like you're getting on the plane and you're like you have to sign a cease and desist. Like
a waiver. Yeah, right.
Kevin, thanks for the call, man. Safe travels out there.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too.
You too. Stick around, everybody, because we got more friends coming up. We're going to be joined by
lots of friends
in
today.
A little bit. We got Tom next hour as well. We'll get our kitchens open and our monthly veterans update, all of that coming up for you. And we still got to talk Oscars. We're the only morning show in the world that didn't start with the Oscars.
You're probably right.
We'll be getting to that in a little bit as well. I think that's a
restraint for us. But our takes will be way better.
Much better. Much better. It's all coming up right here.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.